So now I invite you to come to Proverbs chapter 31 as we continue to look at the different topics that the book of Proverbs has for us. Last week, some of the ladies were just a little bit too joyful at the way I had targeted guys. So this morning, we're going to Proverbs 31. That'll learn you. No, just kidding. We are going to Proverbs 31, but hopefully you're encouraged from it. And in Proverbs 31, I'm going to start with verse 10, and we will read through the end of the chapter. An excellent wife, who can find? She's far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She arises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff. She, in her hands, hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates and when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And she also is able to leap buildings with a single bound and catch bullets in her teeth. Let's pray. Lord God, as we come to this chapter that in some cases is fairly familiar, not always well understood, out of it, I pray, would come an understanding of what you have equipped us to be. And as there's a special emphasis towards the women in the crowd today, young ladies, older ladies, middle-aged, whatever, to help them to see what you've all made possible and how you have chosen to use them in this generation that you've placed them. So I commit this time to you, I surrender it to you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a young pastor, I thought Mother's Day messages always had to come from Proverbs 31. That was the chapter that just always had to be used. Over the years, I came to realize how much women tend to resent this woman that is described in Proverbs chapter 31. Some actually hate her. She's just too perfect. She's all of the superheroes wrapped up in one. She's Wonder Woman and Batwoman and Supergirl and all this stuff. Like I said, she can jump tall buildings with a single bound. But I've come to understand and realize the problem is when we focus on the accomplishments of this woman as she's described here. This is unattainable. Let's get it right out there. It makes it sound like this woman never sleeps. You know, she's on call and on the go 24/7, 365. You know, she's just super, this super person. It's not her accomplishments that are the focus. It's not, that's not what God wanted to communicate. It's her character. And character is always what matters. And so, again, like I said last week to the women, guys, don't tune out here. Don't take your nap, because anytime we're talking about character, the truth is transferable. A special emphasis towards the ladies today, but want you to just think about what God has for us here. There's an old saying that beauty is only skin deep. Ugly goes clear to the bone. And what this woman, as she's described in Proverbs chapter 31, says, that's not, that doesn't need to be true. No more skin deep stuff. There's nothing wrong with making the appearance attractive, but it's far more important to be a beautiful person. And that's going to be the emphasis this morning. Some years ago, the Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, did a report that they called Beauty at All Costs. It was a report on the consequences of America's beauty obsession for women and girls. And they wrote this: every woman in the United States participates in a daily beauty pageant, whether she likes it or not. Engulfed by a popular culture, saturated with images of idealized, airbrushed, and unattainable female physical beauty, women and girls cannot escape feeling judged on the basis of their appearance. As a result, many women feel chronically insecure, overweight, and inadequate as these beauty images apply to an ever-shrinking pool of women. Moreover, the diet, cosmetic, and fashion industries are often too willing to exploit these narrow beauty standards so that women and girls will become cradle-to-the-grave consumers of beauty products. And they keep moving the target. You know, one group finally says these particular characteristics are attractive for women, and so they go out and make the changes. Then a few years later, it becomes something else, and so things get undone. In the United States alone, in the year 2023, $98 billion were spent on beauty products. Another $26 billion were spent on cosmetic surgeries. That was in 1 year, and that is an average that has been growing with each succeeding year. Again, there's nothing wrong with, as someone, some country gent said, there's nothing wrong with painting the barn, but it has never been more critically important to understand true beauty. And that is for us all. And I hope this morning, rather than feeling judged by this woman of Proverbs 31, you'll be affirmed and encouraged to pursue what's truly important. So in this chapter, there are just several things that I want to point out. And the first being, throughout this chapter, there was the importance of character that comes out. In many ways, I'm not going to break this down too much by verses, but several of the qualities, character qualities that come out, there is, and as an overarching quality here, she is virtuous. She pursues goodness. It's not popularity. It's not the accomplishments, the successes of life. She is pursuing being a quality person, a moral excellence, a moral goodness. That section began, the excellent woman, that's who we're pursuing here. That's what needs to be pursued. Just this overall goodness in the way that she conducts herself, that comes from a heart that has been transformed by the grace of God. Again, that's kind of an umbrella for all of this. We also see here throughout it, though, that she is faithful. Whatever it is that God gave her to do, she is faithful to it. There have been too many that have bought into the lies that were taught by the feminist movement. You've got to get out there. You got to make a name for yourself. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to be recognized. And more women have realized it really was a lie. There's no fulfillment in it. Now, this woman that's described in Proverbs 31, doesn't appear like, you know, what we would say a stay-at-home mom. But whatever it is that she's given to do, she's going to be faithful to it. Throughout it, you see family comes first. Always, no matter what else she accomplished, family comes first. And she was faithful to those things that she was given to do. We do see that she's industrious. And absolutely, it is always admired in Scripture to have a solid work ethic. This woman is not lazy. There's, again, some of the way it's described here, it's like unattainable. She's so industrious. But she had a strong work ethic. She gave herself diligently to the tasks that she was supposed to do. We find in her quality of life as well that she was considerate. She's thinking of others. It would appear that this woman came from a kind of a prosperous home, but she didn't put herself above other people. She didn't think of herself as better. There was a reference to the fact that she not only prepared for her family, she prepared for the people that worked for her. And just very considerate of the people around her, mindful of them and their needs and their concerns. And then we see that she was kind. It says there in verse 26 that the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. And we saw the fact that she opens her hand to the poor, to the economically challenged, those who were needy. She was just reaching out and always just showing kindness to people around her. She was just a good gal. Virtuous. And the importance of character is so critically, it needs to be seen here. Beauty for her was not skin deep. She wanted to be, and she was, a person of character. Now, the second thing to see out of this chapter is the necessity of focus. I could have inserted the word priorities, and maybe that would have been the better word. She was a woman of priority. She knew what priorities needed to be up front and out there and to be pursued. In verses 27 through 31, again, it says, she looks well to the ways of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands. Let her works praise her in the gates. She was focused on the right things. Let's break that down a little bit. She understood the power of her influence. She understands how influential she actually is in her home. Verse 27 said, she looks well to the ways of her household. Earlier in this reading, in verse 11, it said, the heart of her husband trusts in her. Verse 12, she does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She understands her influence. And ladies, you got to know, you control the thermostat in your home more than anyone else. And I don't mean that hot or cold. I mean the mood. the temperature level, the attitude, your responses, your demeanor are going to make more difference than your husband or your kids or anyone else. You have such incredible influence on how these things are going to go. This woman understood that, and to the best that she was able, she was going to bring God's peace into the home and let that be the reigning quality in their home. A couple of times in Proverbs here, and it may seem unfair, but it says something like chapter 21, verse 9, it says, it's better to dwell on a rooftop than in a wide house with a quarrelsome woman. The old translation was a brawling woman, contentious. And that, again, that might seem unfair that you're picked out, but see what this is saying. You are going to dictate the mood in your home more than anyone else who enters it. Now, if you want to know what Proverbs 21:9, living in a white house with a quarrelsome woman, might be like, watch this.
She was probably, I'm sorry, can you stop breathing so loud, honey? He's like, breathe quietly. So I consider them sick, anyone sick, for, do you hear yourself breathing? Oh, that's just gross. Does anyone hear him breathing?
I'm sorry for breathing.
Understand your influence, ladies. Understand how you are going to control so much of what goes on within your home, the mood in your home. You have this incredible power in your hands. Use your influence well. She understands her influence. A second thing that we notice here is that physical beauty is not her priority. Now, there's nothing in this text that would indicate that she lets herself go. She would appear to be a woman who takes care of herself. But that is not her priority. In verse 30, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. Charm, elegance, the dressing up can be incredibly deceptive. You shouldn't always pick on the Hollywood types, I suppose, but these red carpet events show people put thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into their clothing, and some of them are really, really ugly people inside. Not all of them, but some of them really are. And elegance can be deceptive. Back in earlier in Proverbs, it was chapter 11, verse 22. Solomon gives an analogy. He says, a woman without discretion, a beautiful woman without discretion, is like putting a ring of gold in the snout of a pig. Now, you know, hog producers will sometimes put rings in noses to address aggressive behavior, or some cases actually be able to lead a pig. He's saying this is not just talking about some kind of metal thing, but a pure gold ring. That would be such an incredible waste. He said that's a beautiful woman without discretion. Charm can be incredibly deceptive. Beauty is vain. Physical features will diminish. Now, some people age better than others, but every one of us, our physical features diminish over time. It's just not the pursuit. Not that you just let yourself go, but that is not the main priority, and it wasn't the priority of this woman here. It goes on to say, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Her focus was on pleasing God. That's what she wanted more than anything else. She wanted to be pleasing to God. in the New Testament, it would be worded like, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. No matter what your particular task is, no matter what that assignment might be, do it to the glory of God. That's the way this woman lived. She wanted to please him. And the funny thing is, when we set this as our focus, to live with the King of Kings as King of our hearts, so many of the other little particulars in life just fall into place. Other relationships improve, the ones that are important anyway. You know, the whole attitude, the whole mood thing, all of that changes when our focus is on him and pleasing him. That was her focus. So understanding the necessity of priority, the necessity of focus. And then I want us to see the promise of reward that's mentioned here. Verse 30, again, the last part. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands. Let her works praise her in the gates. There's a promise here. She will be praised. Now, it's not always when we want it. It's not always by whom we would want it. But there is going to be a recognition. There was going to be a reward for that. And even if it's at the very end, when we stand in the presence of God and he says, well done, that's good enough. There will be a reward. There will be a recognition here. It's interesting. It says, give her the fruit of her hands. Let her actions speak for themselves. You don't have to be this loud, brash, cuss like a sailor, you know, whatever kind of a person to get respect. You do what's right. You try to please the Lord, and it's going to be rewarded in some way at some time. God is never so inconsistent as to allow that to go unnoticed. Let her works praise her in the gates. You know, the city gates of cities in those times, that's where everything was done. That's where important people met up to talk. That's where business deals were done. All of those important things happened there, and it's like you're going to get talked about in a good way. You see what they did? See what she did? Did you hear about what she did? That's not why this woman did it, but that was one of those things. There was a promise of a reward. True beauty is going to be recognized. So no more of the skin deep stuff. The emphasis needs to be on being a beautiful person. I've been blessed over my life to know a number of women who wanted to be Proverbs 31 type women. I knew a lady who came to faith in Christ by watching Billy Graham on a television crusade, doing a crusade that was on television, gave her life to Christ, set her heart to be a servant of God. She had 7 children that her husband was not interested in spiritual things for much of that time, but she saw to it that her kids were invested in the things of God. They went to church. The Word of God was being implanted in their lives. And today, almost all of them are walking with the Lord. One of them became my wife. And history won't record the name of Marjorie Kinzer. Not many people outside of a small circle know her name. But because she was focused on doing what God wanted her to do, she's touched more lives than she would have ever dreamed. Perfect? No such thing. Mistakes? Of course, we all make them. But the hard intent was, I want to please God. And that's where it's got to be. Ladies, whatever your age, whatever your stage, commit to be this kind of person. Commit to showing the generations that are coming after you the most important things, the beauty in the eyes of the Lord is the only beauty that is worth pursuing. And the generations to come will thank you for it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. You've promised that you've provided everything already that pertains to life and to godliness. And I'm especially asking for the ladies in this room today, those that might be watching online. Not that the rest of us don't need to apply these things to, but Lord, help them to know who they are in your sight. And help them to want to be committed to being your girl, your woman. Not falling for the tricks of society, but to embrace what you have said is important. And thank you for the influence that they will then exert on people around them. For your glory, Lord Jesus, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.